Thursday, July 24th. Commemoration of St. Christina. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 51, verses 13 through 17. O Lord my God, thou hast exalted my dwelling place upon the earth, and I have prayed for death to pass away. I called upon the Lord, the Father of my Lord, that he would not leave me in the day of trouble, and in the time of the proud without help. I will praise thy name continually, and I will praise it with thanksgiving. And my prayer was heard. And thou hast saved me from destruction, and hast delivered me from the evil time. Therefore I will give thanks and praise to thee, O Lord our God. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in a field, which a man having found, hid it, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a merchant seeking good pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went his way, and sold all that he had, and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a net cast into the sea, and gathering together of all kind of fishes, which, when it was filled, they drew out, and sitting by the shore, they chose out the good into vessels, but the bad they cast forth. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall go out, and shall separate the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have ye understood all these things? They say to him, Yes. He said unto them, Therefore every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like to a man that is a householder, who bringeth forth out of his treasure new things and old. Haydock Commentary. The hidden treasure is the gospel of Christ, which conducts to the kingdom of heaven. Thus he who by the knowledge which the gospel affords has found the kingdom of heaven should purchase it at the expense of everything most near and dear to him. He cannot pay too great a price for his purchase. This eternal kingdom faith opens to your view, but it does not put you in possession without good works. Because you know how invaluable is the treasure, the pearl, the kingdom here mentioned, you who are scribes and teachers should cultivate it yourselves and communicate the same blessing to others, thus imitating the father of a family who draws from his treasure both new and old things and distributes them to his children according to their several wants and necessities. This was a proverbial expression with the Jews to signify everything useful or necessary for the provision of a family. This according to St. Jerome, St. Augustine, St. John Chrysostom, and Venerable Bede. Thus also a pastor of souls throws light upon the mysteries of the New Testament by the figures of the Old, and explains the workings of grace by the operations of nature.